you're locked into Will Hyde and Wall. Will Hyde and Wall.
Once again with Keith Urban across the table from us.
Oh, hey, guys.
We have confirmation you're doing a covers album. We know years ago you did Dave Dundas' Gene Zone, so now Magnet and Steel, Help Is on the Way, Summer Breeze. That's a wide variety.
I have different influences for different reasons.
Someone told us you've been wanting to do that for years, so why now?
Because I think prior to right now, I would have completely blown it, really. Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, thanks for talking to us. We hope the album does well.
I appreciate that immensely.
Comedian J. Chris Newberg in the studio with his guitar.
This is brand new. I wrote this last night at 4 o'clock in the morning. I can't wait to buy a bar just to see if a priest and a rabbi walk in.
Always a fun topic. How did your kids embarrass you?
You have not lived until you've been in the bathroom and you hear your phone ring off in the distance.
Oh, no.
And you hear them tell the person on the phone, the door's locked. He must be pooping. Well, oh, man.
We did this years ago, and we've saved it because it's the best one ever.
We was in church, and our little girl was like 2 and a half, and she was just getting potty trained. And I was up on stage, and my niece had taken her into the bathroom. She walked straight out, walks up to the altar, takes a tissue out of the box, bends over, flips up her dress, wipes her tail, smells of the tissue, and puts it back in the box. Right there in front of the whole church.
Which church are you members of now?
Say hello to Scotty McCreary.
What's going on?
How'd your bracket hold up?
My bracket was a part of that massacre, so it was not pretty.
So when you look up in the sky, you don't see Carolina blue then, right?
It's a powder blue.
Scotty McCreary, thanks for your chat today. We really enjoyed it, man.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Our friend Lori is with us today, and Tim, when she got here, first thing she says, everybody take a look at my chin. Let's get this over with.
No, what I said, you're calling me out, dude. I said, I got a king-size zit on my chin. I'm a very confident girl. Okay, and I know you guys are very non-judgmental, wonderful, angelic guys. But the thing is, I haven't had time to put on makeup yet, and I fully realize that there's like a dime-sized, colossal thing on my chin.
You have a blemish.
I want you to be, you know, I knew that you'd be looking at it. You can't help it.
I can't see it. The microphone's covering it up.
I haven't heard a word she said. All I see is that zit going, ar-ar.
It's drowning you out, Lori.
So I'm going to say something.
Let me get it its own microphone here.
Yeah. All right, we'll put a microphone on this zit right now.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Ready? So Faith Hill's been invited to sing at the pregame festivities.
Okay.
Hey, maybe it's like a magic eight ball. We can ask it questions, you know?
Okay, give it a shot. Ready?
Oh, will it be cold tomorrow?
Ask again later.
Megan Maroney arrived in Nashville during COVID and was a social influencer, but eventually made her way into the likes of some of Nashville's greatest writers. What was that like?
When I would have like writes with people who had hits, I would show up with 4 to 5 half-written songs and be like, which one do you want to write?
Why did you do that?
Because I didn't want them to ever question if I was legit or not.
That was genius. What a great idea.
And I wanted them to know that I cared a lot about that day, even if to them they're like, oh, great, I'm writing with this little blonde influencer, great. I wanted like them to know that it was a big deal to me.
Megan, congratulations on 6 months later hitting number one, and continued success to you, girl.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me. This is cool.
These are the sounds that the animals make.
You play the animal, I try to guess what it is, and then you mash it up into something or try to recreate it somehow.
I couldn't explain that any better. Take a listen.
Just sounds so much like the Eastern Hulak Gibbon to me, found in India, Bangladesh, and Myanmar.
Did I not zero that out?
No, you didn't. You gave it to me in my
man. How do you think I mashed that up?
I don't know, man. There's a lot of ways to go with it.
What does Marcellus Wallace look like? What country you from? Say what again? Say what again? I dare you.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to call and leave you a message. My husband has been battling something for the past 2 years, debilitating, and the number of times that I've seen him smile, much less laugh, have been few, and those times are usually when he's been listening to you. And I just wanted to call and say thank you. He's in remission, and things are going great. Don't stop doing what you do. You guys have got a gift of laughter, and the world needs it. God bless you both. We love you.